There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on April the 8th, 2009. For newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and on my website you can download hundreds and hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past where I try to give you as much information that's possible, at least that someone gleans over their whole life. I try to put it in there and show you the shortcuts to understanding the big picture of what appears to be chaos to the general public. But I try and give you the big picture and show you that we're really being guided towards a particular plan, an actual end of a phase of society as we move into a new phase of a new type of society. And I give you the links on the peoples and the organizations who set up this particular parallel government, as they call themselves, a long time ago. You can also look into Alan Watt's Sentient Sentinel for transcripts of these talks, which you can print up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe. You can also keep me going by purchasing that which I have for sale on cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. I have books and so on there. Or you can donate, or you can send donations, and remember too that PayPal is fine, and so is a personal check from the US or Canada. Send it to Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. And the postal code is P for Peter, 3, E for Elizabeth, 4, N for Nora, 1. That's P-3-E-4-N-1. And for PayPal, just put Alan Watt cutting through at yahoo.com, and that should get to me fine. We, as I say, are on a roll now, and we will really see this roll, this speed, this Fabian type of system speed up. We're already seeing this speed up, as I've got us all punch drunk with changes, but there's so many more changes to come. That's part of their strategy. For centuries, in fact, they took their time implementing changes intergenerationally, but now they're on a roll and they can't back off now because we're not allowed to have any breathing space. If we have breathing space, we will object when they try to move us into the next part of the new society and take some longer to get us going again. Therefore, they get us punch drunk, one punch after another, until supposedly we're trained in the Pavlovian style. And they really do use Pavlovian techniques and massive psychology and sociology and anthropology as well. They have specialists in anthropology and different ethnic categories as well to guide the whole world along into their vision, this Fabian vision of a controlled society where we'll all be upgradable, literally upgradable. We already are through the techniques that they're using, but eventually they want to interface us in different ways with computer and so on, and give us little chips in our heads to make us perfect little obedient, happy citizens who will work forever without rewards. And we won't need rewards. In fact, a reward will be serving the world state, because that was written down in the manifesto set out by Cecil Rhodes that joined with the Lord Milner Group, the big bankers, and the Rothschilds, and became the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which most prime ministers, presidents are members of. The CFR. And all the ex-prime ministers and presidents make up what they call the parallel government. And I'll be back with more after these messages.
The The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, talking about how the world is planned. And very few people in the general public are able, because of the war on their minds that happened from birth, really, they're unable to really understand what's happening in the world. They're very confused. They want to believe the media. They want to believe there are real, valid reasons for having wars across the planet. Ongoing wars, we forget that the one in the Gulf started with the first Gulf War, and it's still going on. And they want to also believe that there really are nasty terrorists, that suddenly, very, very suddenly, after centuries and centuries of peace, they suddenly want to destroy the Western world. And we don't want to believe that we are the cause of it. We don't want to believe that our big corporations, that again are part of this big New World Order system, have been looting these countries for a long time. And we don't want to believe that we are under an agenda run by a sort of Fabian-style society with big bankers, world bankers. These are not just your average bankers in the street corner. These are the big boys, the families who lend to all nations and have all nations in debt. So we want to believe what the media tells us, even when it doesn't make much sense. People don't really mind having all the rights stripped off them, as long as you can play in the routines. And this is what the psychologists at the top know. We all have these little routines. We come home from work, we turn on the television or whatever, or go into the computer, you play your favorite games or watch your favorite television soaps or whatever it is you're into, or sports. And as long as you can do your little routine, they can take more and more away from you, but leave you the space to do the routine, and you'll carry on, you see. It's a very simple technique. And the big boys, of course, have big, big plans for the planet, massive plans for the planet. Centuries ago, in fact, before they were called the Fabian Society, they vowed to destroy all existing mainline or mainstream religions and bring in their own, and they do have a religion of their own. And the religion is also based, apart from their own particular idea of deity, in their self-deification. Those who are the most advanced intellectually and have proven by centuries that they can accumulate wealth, do special breeding, get mated up with the right kinds of spouses for the right kind of offspring, and have held on to their wealth for centuries. That's the proof by the Darwinian theory that they have the right, because they have proven survival of the fittest, and they talk about this amongst themselves. They use many, many front organizations, and as I say, all the big foundations that finance the non-governmental organizations that eventually will be the new form of democracy. The NGOs that we don't elect are already advising governments, but they're paid to do that by the foundations that are just the fronts for the bankers to funnel money to them. And they know where they're going. Christianity, definitely the Catholic Church, was their first target in the 1500s. And it's been speeding up since then. And all the Protestants, as always, look back and say, yeah, the Catholic Church deserves it, until it was their turn. And they've been brought down piecemeal over time as well, until it's a sort of wishy-washy, happy affair, Christianity. It's a sort of thing you go to have a good sing-song and wave your hands in the air, very charismatic. That's allowed, because it's positive thinking, and the Masons push positive thinking. In fact, all the positive thinking books that came out at the start were by high-level Freemasons. Don't look at the negative, look at the positive. That way you're dumb, happy, and stupid, basically. That's what they want, to control society. Don't look at the bad things. And eventually they turned their sights on Islam. Islam had to go. Islam is an old religion, but it's also a way of life. It's totally interwoven with the people's way of life. And they're using every excuse under the sun today to destroy it. Although they pretend it's nothing to do with the religion, they pretend it's for other reasons. But believe you me, you wouldn't find any problem from the Middle East or coming over from the Middle East if it wasn't for what the Western allies, as they call themselves, NATO, have been doing to the Middle East for a long time. To make sure that the whole world would be under a form of martial law, about 30 years ago they started to open the floodgates to immigration from these very countries, because you see, in a chess game you set the board up and your moves up way, way ahead in advance, and therefore you had to bring in the very people who one day you'd attack their homelands and stir them up in their new countries, as they naturally would be stirred up, and then point to them and say, look, there's problems within our midst. Every country has to go under martial law. If you hadn't opened up the floodgates, and it was basically the native peoples who were there in their own countries in Europe, it'd be very hard to declare martial law. They'd all say, well, what's your problem? It's all the same culture. We're all the same people. That's how you do it. That's called geopolitics. And it's geopolitical strategy. Now, these guys who leave politics, who are placed into politics, all the names we've never heard of that suddenly became prime ministers and presidents, they come and go. They do what they're told, as Carl Quigley said, Professor Carl Quigley. He said, we always make sure that the top ones are always ours, meaning the Council on Foreign Relations. And he wrote that book in the 1960s. He said this system had already existed for 60 years in the U.S., so it shows you how far back the parallel government goes. Margaret Thatcher reiterated that by saying that she now belongs to the parallel government, made up of ex-prime ministers, presidents, and higher-level bureaucrats from all countries that all know each other, that all work together in this common purpose. What is the purpose? It's the one purpose. A socialized world state with masses of bureaucracy running the lives of every individual from birth to grave at the bottom. The reduction of population by any and all means possible, because the elite, you see, believe that the lessers will outbreed them. And according to the laws of Darwin, the lessers have to go. They're obsolete. They have not evolved enough. If they're allowed to carry on, they might bring down the elite. This is all written about in their own books. They have been very blatant about it over the years, and more so even in recent months, with articles appearing in mainstream BBC and other newspapers saying they've got to reduce the population fast in places like Britain. So Mr. Fabian Tony Blair, the man who pretty well takes the credit for getting Britain to go to war, this fake war that they started, and declaring martial law on the entire British people, and with the loss of all privacy, and the role it's on now is going to get worse and worse with the successor, who's also a Fabian. Both Blair and Mr. Brown are members of the Fabian Society. But once they leave politics, they don't just go stay in the Royal Institute for International Affairs, -CFR. They also get put into other places because the Fabians were meant to infiltrate everything from within and tear it apart. A big hoopla happened when Mr. Blair joined the Catholic Church after leaving office. And everybody in the conspiracy theory, oh, you see, it's really the Catholic Church is behind this. And no, that wasn't what it's about at all. Because he immediately took it upon himself, funded by big foundations, to start to create interfaith societies within the Catholic Church. And remember, to belong to this great global new government, you cannot, as a religion, claim to have exclusive truth in your religion. If you do, they'll be at war with you. Anyone who says, yeah, all religions are fine, that's why they created the New Age, all religions are fine. You know, Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus, and all the different ones, Krishna, all together, and they pray to them all. No exclusive truth. You see, Fabians can't allow anyone, in any group, any society, to believe in what they want to believe in, even when they're not out pushing it on other people. Because Fabians are completely intolerant. And it's so amazing, under the guise of democracy and liberalism that they always use to gain steps, to gain a few steps ahead in their agenda, they're the most intolerant of all. And Mr. Blair, who's now in the Catholic Church, making sure that everyone can come in and the Catholic Church has no exclusive right to truth, is now telling the Pope to change this Catholic Church. Can you believe this little psychopath? This little psychopath, its ego is higher than St. Paul's Cathedral. Is wanting the Pope to change it all and advising him how to do it. This is from the Mail Online. Mail Online. You should understand, too, these guys look at the whole of society as one homogenous mass, not individuals. Just like toy soldiers or little peasant societies on a model scale, and they want to reorganize it all. That's how they see us all. Utter psychopaths. From the Mail Online, April the 8th, 2009. This is what Mr. Blair says. The Pope is out of step with ordinary Catholics because of his entrenched attitude to homosexuality. That's the tact he's taking. He doesn't give a darn about homosexuals. Tony Blair has declared. The former Prime Minister said that the Vatican was far less tolerant on gay rights and was resisting adapting to modern life. I think the Catholic Church has had more than its fair share of scandals to do with gayness and paedophilia over this last while. In fact, one bishop in the States was murdered because he spoke out against it. He had his throat cut from ear to ear. He's a friend of Malachi Martin. Mr. Blair, who converted to Catholicism after leaving office, didn't take him long, to get on the high horse, suggested it was too afraid to change its trenchant views because it could lead to a complete overhaul of the faith. Well, that's what, of course, Mr. Blair is after. But once it's homosexuality, they're not going to the next step, the next thing, and the next thing, until you won't recognize it. It'll be like Hinduism. Then you'd be pleased. I'll read more when I get back from
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watts and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I'm reading an article from the Mail Online to show you the little psychopath, Mr. Blair, the Fabianist. Remember, the Fabian Society have two main emblems. One is a turtle or a tortoise moving slowly intergenerationally towards a particular goal. Another one is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Infiltrates from within, appear to be one of you, and destroy from within, you see. So he became a Catholic, and now he's using the political correctness to foist it onto the Catholic Church. And my goodness, I guess being appointed as Prime Minister, being put in there by the big boys, really went to his head, because now he thinks he should tell the Pope what to do, this novice Catholic. And he says here, Mr. Blair, who converted to Catholicism after leaving office, suggested it was too afraid, the Catholic Church was too afraid to change its trenchant views because it could lead to a complete overhaul of the faith. It's just how Fabian sees society. They want to overhaul everything into the way that they want it to be. They're completely intolerant of any other way. Completely intolerant. He also controversially implied that the Catholic Church should reform itself in a similar way to how he reshaped the Labour Party in the 90s. He completely altered the face of Britain when he was in. And he got us all through this martial law stuff, where everyone's being watched, monitored. You can't go anywhere without cameras watching and listening to you and your phone calls. This is what he calls success. That tells you where he's coming from. So he's telling the Pope should just reorganize it all the same way he did to the Labour Party in the 90s. That tells you the man's... doesn't believe in any God, at least not the one of the Catholic Church. That's the arrogance of a psychopath, the utter arrogance of a psychopath, you see. He'll use any means at all to achieve his end, but he himself, and he'll lie in the whole bit, because after all, if he really believed in Catholicism, he'd have to believe in the God that laid it down, in what you believe. And they do believe, those Catholics, in the Catholic Church. Doesn't matter what anybody else believes, that's their right to believe what they want. So, that's Mr. Blair for you, as he trots along doing his all his different jobs and telling people how to live and how to behave and how to alter themselves and how to come into modern-day mainstream. I wonder what he'd tell Jesus Christ if he saw them. Eh? What would he tell him? He'd wear a suit and put on a red tie, perhaps. Get his hair cut. I've no doubt he would. And become a member, a card-carrying member of the party. So, that's a good example of the psychopathic personality that's hired and trained to do exactly what he's doing, as he was hired and trained before they made him a Prime Minister of Britain. And yes, he was made the Prime Minister of Britain. He overruled everybody's objections to go in to Iraq and Afghanistan. All right. He overrode everyone because it was a must-be to get the whole world, the Western world, into this war. To change every country, that was why. And he's a complete universalist, internationalist. He doesn't believe in any nations. The Fabians wanted to hammer the world into the shape that they thought it should be. And that's on the stained glass window of the Fabian Society. The founders hammering the globe on an anvil into the proper shape. And that means everyone else in it too, on that little globe, you see. Now, I've talked before about how the modern police, again, being brought up in a generation of video games, and their heroes are all guys in black in these games, just kill, 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 kill. Now they have the authority to be tough men. They're not policemen anymore, they're enforcers. Enforcers. They even call their cars that in Britain now, enforcement cars. And so out of that generation, just like the military, you have these ones who want to kill and use force, and just like their heroes and all the movies they watch, steroid men. Well, in the G20 meeting, there was a newspaper vendor, a seller, coming home from work, and he just happened to walk in the wrong direction. It was his normal direction, actually, going home. And the Guardian newspaper got a hold of some video footage. I'm sure there's more to come, where you'll see him walking in front of the police, and the police are coming up behind him with dogs and all that. This one, I don't know if you call him a policeman or what you call him, thug, comes out and whacks him on the back of the legs with these truncheons that are meant to cripple. That's what they're meant to do, especially designed. And when he didn't go down right away, I guess he wasn't moving fast enough out the way. You know, schnell, schnell. That's the new orders, you get schnell. Then this guy just jumped him in the back, threw him on the ground. The guy came down hard on his chest. And that wasn't the first time they put him down, apparently. There's more videos to come from other people who were there. That was the second time they did it. Anyway, he died. He died. So they're going to have one of these wonderful open inquiries where all these ex-cops that are put on the inquiry board will do the investigation. The post-mortem, in fact, that the autopsy was done by a physician from the Home Office. That's as high as you can get in Britain for the cops and anti-terrorism. So their own outfit did the autopsy on the guy. And so he died with a heart attack. Amazing, eh? Just amazing. We're under incredible tyranny, and these are only shades of things to come on a much bigger scale. Because the modern policemen are not policemen at all. They're thugs, I'm afraid. They're a brotherhood, a fraternity, and they're trained to be paranoid about the public. I think the music may be coming in. Yep, it is. So I'll be back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watworth, cutting through the matrix, discussing how the police have certainly changed from services, it's called police services, and they were responsible to the public for their actions. Little towns used to hire them and could fire them too, but you can't do that now, you see, it's all federalized. And they're a brotherhood, a fraternity, they're trained to view the public with suspicion, and to actually prey their predators upon the public. They're given quotas of tickets and all the rest of it to do. And they're rather hostile to people nowadays. You can't go up and ask them the time. Don't wear a camera for whatever you do, because they'll search you and be rather nasty to you, asking you why you're taking pictures. I don't think you're allowed in Britain now to take pictures of policemen. That's what they've told different people, and they have videos up on YouTube where you'll see the policemen come up and saying that. They all think they're the law now, as they strut around with their newfound authority from the government. But I'll put the link up from The Guardian where you can see the video of this man being killed, obviously. And I don't know if it really affects people today, because we're so jaded with so many movies, 30 years or what, of really horrible movies. We can't tell the difference between fact and fiction. Slaughter is nothing. We live watching that. People get off on watching that in the movies. So I guess that's all part of the Bernays training techniques that's been used on us to desensitize us all. Tough. But anyway, Ian Tomlinson is dead, and they'll have their little inquiry, and they'll soon be forgotten. There'll be nothing much will come out of it, because after all, just one person amongst the masses. And what does that matter in today's Fabian society? Now, they give out handouts to the media all the time, massive handouts, and the media complies. They're happy to have the thing written for them. Propaganda. It saves the journalists having to do much thinking, and they simply print it into the papers. And they're always keeping those who they've trained to support them, all the different groups, the Greenies and so on, they're always promising them wonderful futures and wonderful things to come. And this is from the BBC News 2, April 8th. Prime Minister heralds green economy. We have a green economy. A green economy budget. I heard this back in the 70s. They were talking about the same kind of stuff, electric cars and all that. Prime Minister Gordon Brown is promising this month's budget will plot a green route to economic recovery. Maybe we're all going to grow vegetables, but I guess you have to get permits for that. Trials of electric cars, a roadside network of vehicle charging points, and incentives for environmentally friendly car makers are among planned measures. Well, I'll tell you what the real story is, and I said this years ago on radio. When I was young, I went in to look at see how cars worked and found out how old the internal combustion already was. And I thought, with the speed of changes in every different field, why is it we're still using the same engine, basically, as we did in the late 1800s? And it became evident to me after reading the different agendas coming out of the United Nations and the globalists that have always been around publicizing themselves. It was evident to me that they'd eventually phase out cars, because in a totalitarian society where you want everyone to live in Agenda 21, look into UN Agenda 21, you'll all be crammed into these overcrowded cities, and it says right in it, in the UN's Agenda 21, there'll be no private transportation. So the idea is not to give you substitutes, really. This is all just a red herring. Is to phase all cars off the road. And they'll also use the purse at the end, because Fabian said that they will use money primarily as a controlling factor in society. So here he is, Mr. Brown, promising a green route to economic recovery, which is all rubbish. And you didn't realize how much energy it takes to produce electricity and then to recharge these batteries and all the rest of it. It's phenomenal, way more than the cost of creating gasoline. And you can't go terribly far, but that would also suit their agenda, because they don't want you traveling terribly far. They want a Sovietized system where you need a permit to get outside your own little region or area. That's coming too, by the way. So this is the nonsense he's telling his followers. Mr. Brown told the Independent News there was scant room for further fiscal stimulus. No kidding. The same guys used this crisis, like Hillary Clinton said in the U.S., they can use this crisis for the greening agenda. They always create the crisis because they need them. Instead, he said the budget on 22nd of April would be a job creator, a quality of life improver, and an environment-enhancing measure. Well, it will create jobs for those who work in the welfare departments. There's a big need for them now all over the Western world. Mr. Brown told the newspaper, it's not just what we do to give real help to people and businesses now. They're a help to business. They've strangled business for 30 years. But about setting a path for the future as well. We always take into account both what we need to do now and what is the best future for the fiscal position. And then it goes in, and then there's a blurb there tied in with one of the green environmental groups, I think it's Greenpeace. Greenpeace is not an elected group. We don't elect these people to advise politicians. But this is what they're now calling the new democracy, the NGOs, you see, pretending to speak on behalf of the people, are heard by the politicians. That's the only ones the politicians will listen to. After all, they're all run by the same bosses, the bankers who run the foundations that fund the NGOs. That's why. Now, I'll go to the calls now, and I think if I can get this up, my satellite just keeps falling tonight. There's Derek from Philadelphia there. Are you there, Derek?
Hey, Alan, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yeah.
Hey, well, very interesting show tonight, like usual. I was actually thinking while you were talking about the whole idea of masonry and master masons, as they call themselves. Well, the entire story of masonry with Herod and King Herod and Solomon, I guess it was that they were actually all slave masters. And the whole point of masonry, or the low-level masonry, I guess, is to become the third-level master mason. And do you want to talk about that a little? I'd love to hear.
Yeah, it's you look into, drive up to any town throughout Canada or any of the British Commonwealth countries, and the first sign you'll see, the first sign is a big sign, and it has all the different Masonic outfits in that particular town or city. And it's telling you right there who owns and runs the bureaucracies and the system in that town or city. Well, so they're very handy, even though they don't know very much. They are a fraternity, and of course they are sworn to help each other and keep secrets from the profane, those outside their organization. And they do promise to help each other up the ladder in promotion-wise, giving business to their own businesses and so on. They'll direct the business to them.
Well, it seems to be almost the entire structure.
It is. It's everywhere in the planet. Yeah, everywhere in the planet you'll have a lodge. In the tiniest village you'll have a lodge, in fact, yeah.
Yes, well, the entire structure seems to be based on slavery. The entire idea from its conception is that the slave masters, and I guess the elite masons in their own little lodges or whatever they do, they see themselves as Herod or Solomon, you know, or little Solomons, you know, running around.
That's right.
You know,
you should understand, too, in ancient Egypt, the bureaucratic class called themselves slaves, but they were very well rewarded. They can call themselves servants or slaves. It doesn't matter. They're slaves to their god or their system, but they're very well rewarded for being so. And, of course, they all believe that they're on the right track to improve society. But they never ask, well, who's designing this new improved society, and is there any nefarious purpose to it? So the lower masons are very handy, and Pike and others have said that they're no different, really, with what they know or don't know than the outer profane. They don't know very much at all, but they do help to keep this system and structure running. And they'll go along. They actually get directions from the top that tell them basically how to think and even which way to vote and all this kind of stuff really is kind of hinted at. And hints, when you're given that by the Grand Master, mean more than just a hint. If it's a word from the wise, as they say, you listen to what they tell you. So you'll notice, too, that the chipping program for all children has been pushed by all the Masons, and they have it on their sites, their websites, that they're they call it the Masona chip or something, they call it. They want all children to be carrying these ID chips, etc. They also are the ones who are behind the fingerprinting of all children as well, and so on. They also take credit for giving us the present educational system. That's in their documents from Masonic websites. Well, look at the education system. It's a social engineering program, and that's obvious, you know.
Well, it's totally Pavlovian.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And I've talked to Masons that came out of it and went through some deprogramming, guys who were up there, you know, not terribly high, 32nd degree. And they tell you that after a few years, they cannot believe how differently they now see society as how they saw it, very tunnel vision-like, when they were in Freemasonry itself and when they were active Masons.
Well, those things that you do in the temple when you're a Mason, they probably go back for a much longer time than people think or say, those little rituals they do and what they're doing there, you know, maybe on a spiritual level.
And Albert Pike said it's not necessary that they understand the emblems and symbols during their training and their degrees. It's only necessary that they think they understand what they are. So they're being hoodwinked as well.
And it's kind of obvious almost, because they even have, you know, the death symbols that would happen to you if you give up your secret. To any of the profane or someone not associated with Masonry at all. Or even just the common, least intelligent person would be able to see that these symbols, to kill other people, that's really what it's all about. seems like.
And well, it's also incredibly arrogant, because, I mean, when you get a bunch of 32nd degree Masons talking amongst themselves, they really do believe, that's how stupid the ego of ordinary mortal man is. They truly do believe that they are superior and that they are more intellectual and that they do believe that they have acquired wisdom. And they do call the general public the profane to each other in a derogatory fashion, you know.
Well, I'm sure they believe that too.
Yes.
Just kind of said in a way how sick they've become. But maybe that's just who they are on the inside. I guess they're attracted to those little rituals, et cetera.
And well, let's be honest too. What kind of man would join an organization where the only thing that he knows about it is it helps you in your career to get up the ladder or to get out of trouble, et cetera, et cetera? It also helps you to bypass petty bureaucracy. You do get a lot of help. That's all they know about it.
And
then they take their oaths, and they're told they won't understand certain things. They're told not to ask questions about higher degrees, etc. And if you were to ask them, what am I joining? They tell you, well, I'm not allowed to tell you. What kind of fool would join and give a blood oath, his life oath, staking it all on an organization that will not tell him what its main purpose is?
You say it very eloquently, Alan. So I'll hang up now.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Yeah, the volume is very low in the call, so I can just make it out. And there's Ken from Massachusetts there. Are you there, Ken?
Alan.
Yes.
Alan. I spoke to you on Friday toward the end of the show, and you suggested I call back on Monday, and I apologize I didn't get back to you sooner.
Yeah.
I was calling about the Metro newspaper.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was a, when I was at work, I came across an advertisement and I immediately thought of you. And this was put out by Clark University in the Metro newspaper. And it's Wanted Change Agents. And it's an advertisement to for an MBA program, and it's an MBA, Master's in Business Administration and Social Change.
Yes.
They've got a blurb. They have a brief description, and it includes nonprofit and NGO management.
Yes.
And says, generous scholarships available. And just in the venue that it's in, I'm thinking about it, it's like, you know, the Metro, I'm sure you're familiar with it.
Yes.
It's globally distributed, and it's, I don't know if it's syndicated up, but they have, like, localized editions.
Yep.
But it's all over the Western world and Asia as well. And you look at the articles, and it's Green Agenda, every other article.
And global governance,
Exactly, and a good smattering of gun violence articles. And it strikes me because it's a freely distributed paper.
Yes, and there'll be money coming into that from various sources that they'll never tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it strikes me, it seems like it's kind of following a Soviet model.
Yes, because that's exactly what the Club of Rome, the big think tank, is the premier think tank for strategy. The ones that came up with this greening global agenda and the people at war with the planet, and therefore they had to change their ways. They said that they looked at all the systems and they favored the collectivist system, meaning the Soviet system, to run the world. Yeah.
And but it just striking, like it says, concerning the state of the economy we're in right now, and it says, like, you know, they would actually take out an ad to be distributed. It says, generous scholarships available.
Yes, so, well, part of their agenda, and this is also with the different organizations that also work with the Royal Institute for International Affairs that are heavily funded. They are training what they call young leaders for future positions to control and guide society. Yeah. And so that's what they've been doing for quite a few years now. They pick them out, they test them psychologically, and to see if they're malleable, and they program them to be future leaders. And these are the ones they'll eventually present over you as CEOs or bureaucrats or politicians.
The greening agenda that you've been discussing has been being pushed for quite a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a bit younger than you. I'd estimate I'm about 10 years younger than you. But I'm when I was in I remember when I was in primary school in the mid 70s. And it was around the time when they were pushing metric big time at the time,
yeah.
at that point.
Yeah.
But I remember, yeah, even being introduced to soy. I mean, I was in third grade. They were telling us about tofu, solar energy.
Yes, hold on. I think I hear the music. It's very faint, and we'll come back after this break.
Okay.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix talking to Ken from Massachusetts about the Metro paper that's all over pretty well the planet with all their political correct greening agenda and their global governance and all of that kind of stuff that they're pushing. There are so many, again, that goes back to an article I read maybe a month or so ago when the big boys at the top talked about using all kinds of media and how they already had for 100 years to promote their agenda. This is just another part of it, and it's in everything, actually. It's in everything that you watch, evening comedies. You're being programmed along this particular agenda with little buzzwords, catchphrases, And Lenin said, we shall win by slogans, repetition of slogans. And it's so true, until the public start to parrot them themselves. Hello, you still there?
Ken? Yes, yes.
Yeah.
If you think it'd be worth doing, I can just go into the advertisement. I was like, you know, it, just as I was listening, I was looking over the description, and I mean, it really says quite a bit.
Yes, but we have no really time tonight, but another caller to take. But I know what you're saying, and I've seen similar ads in different newspapers as well. And you'd be amazed how many universities are teaching courses in global governance and all this kind of stuff. They have been for a few years. And they're bypassing the older generation who don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, it's but like I said, I mean, it's like I recall, I mean, like, you know, 30 years ago.
Yes.
A lot of this stuff I was being exposed to. And I would say that I was, when I was in a, you know, I was in a public education system, and in some ways pretty good as public education systems go. They covered a lot of things that I'm surprised
that they
did.
Yeah, I know, but the fact is, yeah, they called themselves change agents years ago, even when they were, for the education system, there were books out for teachers that actually stated you're now change agents.
Mm-hmm.
They were their job was to socially engineer society step by step into this world society where there's no rights or wrongs. It's moral relativity. If you have a fixed opinion on something or a true belief in something, and it doesn't blend in with the agenda, then you'll be stigmatized. And we've lived through it all happening. But thanks for calling, and I'll go on to Patty from Illinois. She's still there before the
hi,
end of the
Alan,
show.
Hi, Alan. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alan. How are you doing?
I'm just hanging in as always. Yeah,
me too, despite the spring. I'll just add quickly to what that caller was saying. My daughter-in-law is trying to get her certification to become a teacher, and she is from Russia.
Yes.
And she's just shocked. She said it's just, it's like I'm doing the Soviet system completely. She said studying and you know, the testing that she has to take, it's the questions, it's all politically correct, it's all socialization, it's all collectivism. She said it's so out of the Soviet system. She said it just shocked her that, she said it's all here in America now. It's just
It sadly is. Almost every part of it, that the Soviet system was the second great experiment, and they're using that for the entire planet. Mr. Gorbachev, remember, was the president of the Soviet Union when it was the Soviet Union, and even while he was still the president of the Soviet Union, they'd opened up and passed the little charter for his greening agenda when he would come over to the States and start spreading world socialism across there as well. He's heavily funded by the big foundations, too.
And now everything is going green. You can't open a newspaper or anything without it in there. It's on the covers. It's everywhere.
Yes. It's
clothing. They even have a whole line of clothing for girls.
Yes. But so, thanks for calling. And
yeah, well, you take care, Alan.
And you too.
All right.
And from Hamish, myself, in Ontario, Canada, it's good night. And may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent